The Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. Good day, good day, good day. Roberta wants to know why I have so much energy, because it is my time of the day, as evening sometimes is the daytime, the day part, we call it in radio, day part, that some prefer. I prefer the morning. Been getting up because of the farm and the radio. Most of my radio work has been done in the morning, and the farm certainly got me used to being up at 4 o'clock, so... Here we are, Roberta.
Here we are, John.
Boy, isn't this exciting? Woo! Ah!
Can't wait.
I am completely in the now, having read this book by Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, The Power of Now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can, you know, we think about the future, what you want for the future. I've heard the expression, my last great love. You've mm-hmm. heard that expression. But how do you know that that's, you know, what does that mean, the last great love? Today's love, tomorrow you don't know. About yesterday you know what was going on. So as you move into what is today, thinking about today, your work today, if you say, if you're a procrastinator, do you put things off? Do you put off your goals because, well, I can do a better job tomorrow? Not sure. That's a great way of looking at it. You don't have money, so you're not going to do something today. You don't have time, so you're not going to do it. How about if you work toward your goals right now and forget the excuses? Do not let today be an excuse day. The time is actually never right. I have found, I have a stack of books here. I must have 45 books that over the last, I don't know, couple of years I've seen. You know, we have tons, dozens of books come across our desk every week. Because what we do, people want to come on and discuss things, and that's cool. And oftentimes we learn a lot from some of these things. You and I were talking about a Suzanne Summers book earlier on that is really very good for women of a particular age.
Changed my life.
Yeah. So here in this way, you think about today, you think about the pressure that you're under. Sometimes it's self-induced to get things done. You can prepare to get things. You may not be able to get it done all today, but let's say you don't have the money today, but you may, I'll have it in a week or so. So start today to get ready so that when you have the money, you're ready to make it work. Or start today to prepare for, if you're talking about that last great love, prepare yourself for that by being the best person you can be. You learn as you go along. Every day is different. Every day is a learning experience. It's really a matter of where you place your priorities. What are your priorities? Are your priorities you? Are your priorities a union, if you will? It's hard for you to have a relationship if there's only one of you. I found that to be the case, anyway. And so I guess the point here is that you need to find the time to do the things that are necessary and maybe put off the things that are not necessary, but you've got to decide what's necessary. For example, I believe that in this hour of the program, it is necessary for us to help you save money. And thus, the Queen of Cheap has her research every single day. We post it at DougSteffen.com, and then we'll discuss it in detail in a few moments. Roberta, would you like to give us a little insight as to what sort of deals you have today from the Queen of Cheap?
Oh, we have a way for you to use a gym, especially when you're out of town, absolutely free.
And
we
have a gym membership, you mean?
Gym, yep.
Really?
And we also have some free money for you from various online stores. They want to give you free money.
Do they really give you free money, or do they give you discounts on stuff you buy?
They're giving you free money.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right, so you're going to give us the details in a few minutes here.
Yep, and I'll tell you all about it, the Queen of Cheap.
The Department of Education.
Stay tuned.
Yes, please stay tuned in a few moments. Meanwhile, one of the issues of the day today that I think is important for us to consider is what's going on in your public school system in your community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel satisfied? Now, I know your daughter is in a performance high school. One of the things that large cities like Los Angeles and New York can do.
It is a public high school, though.
It's a public high school,
yes.
Right? Yep.
It's the Fame School, from the movie Fame. It's the school that the movie was based on.
The public school system this year According to a watchdog group at the Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice, the group says public schools are overspending to the tune of $37 billion by hiring teachers and non-instructional personnel at a rate that far exceeds the number of students. This is a very provocative bit of information for those of you who listen to these phonies who say, we got to spend more money on education. No, you have to run the system better than you do. But the $37 billion that is now being spent, as a matter of fact, a lot of it is non-teaching personnel. I mean, if you think about how the growth in teaching and non-teaching personnel up about 1.5 times the pace of growth in students. So that's where the number $37 billion comes in. So every public school, this is what I think ought to be done. I have the same approach to teachers as I do to the police. We have too many of them. They're not trained well, and they don't get paid enough. So eliminate, in terms of teachers, if we look at it the same way, and you raise, this is, by the way, part of the reaction to this foundation study on educational choices. This is part of the suggestion they've come up with, and I wonder how you'd react to it if you're a teacher or a parent. What do you think? 800-510-8255. How about we raise every teacher's salary by about $11,000 a year? How about we double taxpayer funding for early childhood education? How about we provide property tax relief? How about we give every child in poverty a voucher worth $2,600 to attend a private school? That's what you could do, this study suggests, with the $37 billion that's being thrown into the education system for people that are not necessary. There's a lot of different options. You think about this. The patterns, you know, what we have, though, are teachers that are trained and they become administrators because they sort of fall up the ladder. You know, the Peter principle. I'm not suggesting all the administrators are incompetent, but the guy who was the principal of my school when I was teaching back in the 70s was a complete nincompoop. He was an awful teacher and he was a worse administrator, but he was friends with the superintendent and he was Irish, so that's how he got his job and kept it. But he was ridiculously unprepared for the role of managing teachers and managing students, so he ducked. And I wonder how many of those, excuse me, I know some people who are very good at this and have done an extraordinarily good job, but I also know some people, and you do too, come on, you know that there are many principals and administrators in school systems that are ridiculously unprepared for the job. They just move up the ladder because it's more money. They get a different degree, more money. I am extraordinarily cynical about our system because the results that come from it suck. That's basic. I mean, how much more basic can I get? You look at what happens in, for example, Los Angeles. And I don't know whether New York, Roberta, is an example of this as well. But in Los Angeles, where we have these high schools, they spent hundreds of millions of dollars in the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles, the last 10 years building new schools, three monstrosities, and the dropout rate is 64%. What good is the building?
64%
do not graduate from those high schools.
Goodness.
I mean, what kind of an indictment of the system is that? And yet you keep spending more money for more of the same.
Wow.
More of the same. We're going to buy more teachers. Why? And the unions, man, I'm going to be started about the unions. Anyway,
wow.
I thought this was this is a real indictment. The Friedman Foundation for Educational Choice he said, this guy, Ben Scafaldi, who did the study, says the No Child Left Behind mandate was an unbelievable disaster.
It's terrible.
Wasting hundreds of billions of dollars and have zero
absolutely
results.
Awful.
Yeah.
And it makes the teachers teach to the test rather than
that's all it is.
Teach a course.
Right. Teaching so people learn how to think.
Exactly.
What a concept.
The teachers hate it. The teachers absolutely despise it.
Right.
But they're stuck with it.
I think people ought to know what's going on and know the information behind this, and that's why I laid it on your ears. Speaking of information, a couple of moments here, Roberta has our Queen of Cheap Deals for today in detail on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
So it is.
Yes, it is.
Free
it is
membership. It is I, Roberta Fessinelli.
It is I, Roberta Fessinelli.
The queen of cheap.
The queen of
the
cheap.
Dumpster diver.
All genuflect.
All right, so free membership to Curbs, but I can't do that because I don't have the right curves.
You don't have the right curves. So what it is, it's a one-week membership. Yeah. But you know what I love about these is that you could use these when you go out of town because it's a national chain.
Yeah.
And if you're going out of town, either you're visiting relatives or family or parents or even on a business trip, you can use this while you're invited to use the gym there.
Cool.
I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity to do that. And if you can grab the IDs of your older kids, you know, you can, like, get a couple of weeks' memberships. Not that I've ever done that.
Uh-huh.
We can get save the date magnets. You know those save the date cards you get from people? Save the date, we're getting married on this date. Well, these are magnets, so you can really be obnoxious, and you can get 50 of them for just $2. So you could send it to people, and they can put it on their refrigerator, and you can have these obnoxious save the date magnets. Like a card isn't enough? Well, you can stick it in front of their face every single day. But for $2, it's a great deal. Holiday hosting guide from Paula Dean. That's absolutely free. It's an ebook, and you can get that. And here's some free money. One King's Lane, which has all sorts of wacky stuff, and you see them advertise all over the internet. They've got all sorts of pop-ups and things and banners. You always see One King's Lane. They're going to give you $15 off a $30 purchase. And we have the coupon code for you to do that. And Living Social has a great deal today. You get a $50 Brookstone voucher for just $25. So it's basically half off, one per customer. You got to use it by Christmas Eve. So some ideas to save money during your holiday shopping.
Queen of Cheap Box.
DougStephan.com.
At DougStephan.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Voice, two important television shows last night. We'll have the results of Dancing with the Stars in the next half hour of Good Day. Now we have the advancement or lack thereof for participants in The Voice. This is Amanda Brown with Trevin Hunt performing Marry the Night. All right, so from this group, or this group, from these two, the decision is made to save Amanda Brown from elimination. There were two people eliminated last night, Roberta. Okay. Amanda Brown was not one of them. All right, so let's see, who do we have? Oh, CeeLo last night sang, "It's Not Easy Being Green" with Kermit the Frog.
It's not that easy being green. Seems to blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky.
The color of spring.
Oh, you know?
Begin with
it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Green can be cool and friendly like.
Just like you.
Right, he's
and green. And
green
can be big, like an ocean.
Or as important like a river.
Big like CeeLo. Yeah.
Does anybody think, as I do, that the Muppets will never be seen the same
like
again? After that Kerr...
It'll pass.
You think it'll pass?
Yeah.
All right. So this is CeeLo, anyway. He's one of the judges on The Voice. And one of his own promotional bits. And Kermit always sounds good, kind of fun.
Yeah, but why?
All right, let's get to the next group of singers here, Roberta. Melanie Martinez, Cody Bellew, Terry McDermott, and Nicholas David performing Rhythm of Love. So, Melanie Martinez and Nicholas David were saved. They did not get eliminated.
I don't know if I like this. Is this okay?
It's kind of a simple, sweet little song. With all
Yick.
Of them sing. You don't like it? Okay.
Yick.
All right, she doesn't like it. Let's keep moving. Here's Cassidy Pope and Des Durand performing I Hate That I Love You.
Ew,
that's horrible. That is terrible. Thought pattern.
Yeah.
right, so let's see who Cassidy Pope advances to the top six. So it's Cassidy Pope, Amanda Brown, Melanie Martinez, Nicholas David, Terry McDermott, and Trevin. It's Trevin Hunt. So the two who hit the road are Dez Duran and Cody Ballou. They are eliminated. Gonzo. Finished. Kaput. I don't know if anybody. Does anybody? I guess people do care about this because this is the most highly rated of all these TV shows, right? All of the performance shows, and there are how many on right now? The X Factor, The Voice. Isn't there another one or two? We have American Idol coming up in January again. But it seemed to me there was another one beside The Voice and X Factor. Why has it left my mind? I can't even remember. They were both on at the same time anyway. So can you see these people, any of these people becoming superstars? Like, I don't take anybody around that's really big in music these days. And by the way, how many people do you hear in these contests that sound like Michael Bublé or Harry Connick Jr. when they sing? Do you hear anybody who sounds like that? Is there anybody that it advances? And those people sell millions and millions and millions of records. Who sounds like that? They all sound like they're competing for the same audience. Maybe they should broaden this out a little bit. Food for thought on Good Day. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Doug Steffen, in the next half hour, we're going to deal with the news from the world of television, plus China in our focus. We like Chinese. There are a couple of things going on, actually.
I like Chinese.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's an advanced natural product clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 without significant lifestyle changes. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-361-2351. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-361-2351. That's 1-800-361-2351.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you.
Celebrating 25 years of radio genius, Doug Steffen's Good Day. Give me a break. Who writes this stuff?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Today's Doug Stephan Good Day program. Hello. The last Wednesday of November. Time fugits. That's the that's a broken Latin English version of tempus fugits, which if you are able to translate backwards from the Latin, time flies. Hopefully, when you're having fun, and that's what this program is all about, having fun with the issues. Roberta and I are here. Richie has parental duties. Jennifer is really sick. I'm going to talk to her father today and see how she's doing. This is not like her at all. She's been really whatever she got. And she, both her father and mother are really very caring and would be interested in making sure that she was better. So I know, and you know, Roberta, that if, excuse me, or anyway, she could be here. She loves being here. She loves our company, loves our companionship. But she does. So everybody hold a good thought that Jennifer will be well tomorrow. As we travel around, before we do the television report, which Jennifer usually does, although I have my anecdotal input into it, let's go to China, because there are a couple of things this morning that are of interest and importance. We all have so much interest for, I guess, a lot of the same reasons. They look at them as being friendly. They're a good place for us to buy cheap goods. We don't like the competition, but we sure like their goods. And the amount of business done by the stores that are supportive of the Chinese work ethic, if you will. And that reminds me, there's a story floating around. I got to make sure I get to it about Disney and where all of the stuff that they sell, some of the things that they sell, where that stuff is made. It's very disturbing. But let me get this finished first, Roberta. China, considering changes to its one-child policy. Can you imagine living in a society? Could you imagine in America, you're told by the government, the government's bad enough with their bureaucracy, rules and regulations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But imagine the government of the United States says to you, you can have one child and it has to be a boy. What would your life be like? Think about your children. I have two, a boy and a girl. Roberta, you have two girls. You wouldn't, in China, you wouldn't have been allowed to keep either of those. The girls, for how many decades now? I think it was back in 1979, China wanted to reform and introduce strict demographic changes. So they have, what, 1.3 billion people or something? There was a commission which instituted a policy which the government basically said you can't have a second child. If you do, you'll be penalized.
Right.
So that's been the way it is, and they really wanted to have boys. So
well, the
they
Chinese
were,
people want to have boys, not the government.
Yeah.
It's that boys are more revered in the Chinese culture because they believe that boys will have an obligation to take care of their parents,
yes,
while a girl traditionally would go to her husband's family.
Mm-hmm.
So the girl would be out of the picture. So boys, it's not the government mandated, it's just that from a cultural preference.
Well, but there's also been a preference using abortions as a way of...
Selective, yes.
Yeah, right, of making sure that that happened.
Exactly.
So that's why there are fewer girls. So now they want to change the policy in terms of family planning and whether or not that they would have... Some people want to make abortions illegal. They say that some have been used. Government says, no, we don't force them, but there are lots of stories of women who have been compelled to have the procedures to meet birth rate targets and that sort of thing. The reason I tell you the story isn't so much that I care about what's going on in China. I just kind of want us to think about what could happen in this society or any society. I was reading something about Karl Marx and how there was collusion. Marx had a number of followers, including a guy who went to Brazil, whose name I can't remember, who combined the philosophy of communism with Christianity. And it's really strange. I mean, people don't know how strange a lot of folks in this world are. Mm-hmm. And the kind of thinking, although for some, maybe this makes sense. I can't even begin to imagine that there's any compatibility at all between Christianity and communism. But this person in Brazil in the 1920s and 30s made the case and had millions of followers. And mm-hmm. Brazil was a quasi-communistic country for a lot of the period after World War II and through the 50s, 60s as well. They've just sort of come out of it in the last couple decades. But anyway, the Chinese and their policies... And because it's a big country, it affects a lot of people. I'll tell you something. The Indians better be doing something about their population explosion because they are ripe for some kind of really drastic revolution there. The government can't provide for much of anything, and that there isn't really, although the industry is becoming competitive with China in that they're making a lot of cheap stuff. And there has been foreign investment to build factories and stuff in India. But still, unemployment in India is like 43% or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just too many people. There's nothing for them to do. And so that sort of...
They work the telephones and they said their name is Karen.
No, that's Pakistan. They don't do it in India. They do it in
Pakistan. So they do it,
not as much.
There's a whole city in India that's just based on phone.
Really?
Banks. Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the name of the city?
I'm trying to remember. It's right at the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. Maybe it is, but it isn't important. All right, here's a second story from China today. There's a man who's been identified in China, in fact, who mm-hmm. is so concerned about the Mayan apocalypse, he has spent all of his money, every dime that he has, to build his own ark. Today at DougStephan.com from today's show. He was worried about the Mayan apocalypse supposed to take place this next month. He spent all of his money on his own ark, according to the China News Service. Liu Zhengjai, who is from the Uyghur region in northwest China, spent $160,000 building this vessel. He designed it himself, 65 feet long, and when it's done later this year, it weighs 80 tons, by the way, he's going to put all of his family on it. Started building it in 2010. Says, I'm going to survive the doomsday flood when it happens. So it reminds you of that movie. What was it, 2012? What was the name of that movie that had the ships carrying people, the earth got covered, there's a storm, and it covered, the water covered most of the planet, and everybody had to start over again. Anyway, so he said through his translator, I'm afraid that when the end of the world comes in 2012, floodwaters will destroy my home. I took all my savings, invested in the construction of this boat. When the time comes, everybody will jump on it, take refuge in it. Let's see, 10 tons of lumber, 60 tons of steel. It's not quite finished yet. How do you, one wonders, I'm looking at a picture. The picture is at DougStephan.com. How this thing's going to float, frankly.
Well, anyway.
So there are those people who are worried about that sort of thing. I don't know. Are you worried about it? I'm not worried about it.
No, I'm not worried about it.
No. What do you worry about?
Very little.
Yeah.
The health of my children.
That's it.
That's what I worry about.
Mm-hmm. What do you worry about?
As long as my children are okay, then you know what? World is fine.
If I had generated to post this on the Facebook page, I'd ask that question. Maybe some of you who are on Facebook want to just respond. You can start the conversation yourself. What do you worry about? What is it that you find yourself concerned about? What do you worry about on a day-to-day basis? Anything? A lot? A little? 800-510-8255 connects you to us. We haven't done a brain frame drain.
Oh, yeah.
What's this contest? Remember, later on this week we'll do that. Right now I want to help those of you who are dreaming of losing weight. Losing weight. I sang this yesterday. I'm dreaming of losing. I think Richie got upset with me because I was singing my way into Axia 30, AXIA, and the number 30. That's the name of the product that comes with a 3-month money back guarantee. That's, in essence, a risk free offer. This is a great deal. Axia 30. What is it? Well, it's a product that's been put together, a nutritional product that'll help you lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks.
Wow.
Amazing. The research and the studies do prove that you will lose the weight. This time of year, people are putting on weight. Would you like to reverse that trend? This is the number to call, 800-525-8345. Tremendous weight loss results backed by science. And this is both for men and women. Boy, does this really work. You look at some of the pictures of these people, Roberta. People have lost 30 pounds in the 12 weeks. It's astounding. It is very well thought out. It's a great product. You should try it. If you don't lose the weight, you get your money back. Can't lose in this deal, literally and figuratively. 800-525-8345. Ask for Axia 30. Get their risk-free 90-day deal, and you get a free bottle. When you pay for 3 months, you get a free bottle as well. Axia 30, you'll lose the weight. 800-525-8345.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation. University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community and supporting them with the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Get big Black Friday savings at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Get clearance flooring from just 19 cents a square foot. Plus, take 20% off thick 10-millimeter laminates with attached pad. 50% off tools to install your new floors. And save even more with daily floor buster deals at every local store. Better yet, get special extended financing. Hurry, Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find the store near you. There was 57
channels and another. From the ABCs of success, not the ABC television network, A, avoid negative sources and people. Mm-hmm. B, believe in yourself. And C, consider things from every angle as you work your way through the day today. A lot of people are interested in what's going on the boob tube. There's an announcement at DougStefan.com today. The story about the Disney Channel planning a sequel, Roberta. To the old show Boy Meets World.
No, I remember that.
Ben Savage, Danielle Fischel signed on to reprise their... Is it reprise or reprise?
Reprise.
Their roles. This is this pilot of the new Boy Meets World spin-off series is called Girl Meets World. And it focuses on their daughter. I guess that's... How long ago was this show a big hit? I'm trying to remember. When this show was around. Was it the 90s? Already casting. This is a story in Entertainment Weekly that you can see at DougStefan.com. Rumors being leaked about the project. I remember Ben Savage well, don't you? Don't you remember him?
Oh, yes, Ben absolutely. Yep.
All right, Disney's also planning a sequel to its TV movie Life Size. Tyra Banks will be reprising her role. Lindsay Lohan was in it, but nobody knows whether she's going to show up or... not, and she continues to lick her wounds about all of the stories that pan this movie Liz and Dick that she's in. I don't know.
Is that bad?
How'd you get
panned? Yeah.
Tired of it. All right. Yeah. So speaking of things that are tiresome, there appears to be some sort of fracture on the judges. American Idol. That's where, I'm trying to remember where Steven Tyler and Nicki Minaj are. The ladies on The View talked about it, and so did Wendy Williams, giving some advice here to Steven Tyler and Nicki Minaj about their so-called feud.
American Idol feuds have expanded beyond Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj. The latest began when Steven Tyler claimed that Mariah and Nicki can't nurture talent as well as he did, saying that if Bob Dylan auditioned, Minaj would have, quote, sent him to the cornfield, which led to Minaj unleashing this rant on Twitter. Steven Tyler said, I would have sent Bob Dylan to the cornfield? Steven, you haven't seen me judge one single solitary contestant yet. She went on to tweet, I understand you really wanted to keep your job, but take that up with the producers. I haven't done anything to you. That's a racist comment. Then she clarified what she meant, tweeting, you assumed that I wouldn't have liked Bob Dylan? ? Why? Black? Rapper? What?
What is so important about this? Is this more attention for American Idol? Me thinks so. 51 after on Good Day.
Lunch is is ready.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and I welcome Warren Eckstein to the program. He is the host of The Pet Show. You can go to petshow.com. He has a great line of products called Hugs and Kisses, veterinarian, anyway, approved by vets. It's a vitamin regimen for both. Well, you can get two different things, one for your cat, one for your dog, and very cool stuff. It's at The Pet Show or also at hugsandkisses.com. Warren has blogged about a mobile device that ensures dogs left alone are never lonely. How the heck does this work?
Well, in other words, what it does is it gives people the opportunity to communicate with their dogs when they're not even home.
How do they communicate? Like, they listen to them, find out whether they're breathing, or are they listening?
No, they have a special collar that the dog wears, and the owners can keep track of where the dog is online.
Huh?
In other words, the dog wears a collar.
The dog's at the house. Where is it going to go?
The collar has a camera, and you're at work. You can log on, type in whatever you have to type in, and now you can watch your dog, whatever he's doing during the day.
Really?
Now, here's something.
Would you do that?
Wouldn't that for me?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like spying on my dog.
Yeah,
no. This is something he's not supposed to let him.
Although it may be something, I might want to get the device because I've been wanting to get a Charlotte cam and use it on the website.
Well, they have, you know, Sony has one of those. They tried to send me one a year ago. But here's something even higher tech than that.
Really?
Can you imagine you're driving around somewhere in Massachusetts and you forgot to feed the dogs, and what are you going to do? Well, now you can feed your dogs using your Droid or your iPhone.
Really?
They have a special feeding mechanism that you can put in your house, and wherever you are, no matter where or what time you are, you can call in, and it will automatically feed your dog. And you can tell, give him a half a cup, give him a cup, give him two cups.
Something radically wrong with this. I'm not sure I understand yet what it is, but it just sounds so wrong to me.
Well, no, think about it. Let's say you're at work, and you forgot to feed your dog.
Mm. Remember the song, In the Year 2525, and Man is the
One? I don't even want to be around it.
All right.
You can feed your dog.
I've got news for you. Newsflash, in 100 years from now, you won't be here.
There you go. But it's an interesting concept, and you know, I think it's going to do well. People like high-tech stuff mm-hmm. when it comes to their pet. Whether it works or not, they like the concept of buying high-tech stuff for yeah. their pets.
I'd be interested in learning more about that Sony camera for the dogs, because I really do want to have a camera for Charlotte. It would be kind of fun to post some of that video up on the website.
Well, you know what you're going to say.
What?
Charlotte's sleeping 18 hours.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we'll find the good stuff. There's a story today about a blind dog that only has three legs that saved its family. What state was that in?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. So what's
three
that story?
Legs, 13 years old, blind and deaf.
Yeah.
And it saved the owner's life. It woke them up for a fire. They got the kids out and whatever. You know, I always tell people this. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a shelter doing a broadcast, Doug, and people walked in with like a 12-year-old dog, and they dropped it off because they didn't want the dog anymore. It was too old. It was
expensive. Shoot those parents.
The dog looked back at them. I had tears in my eyes. The dog looked back at them to say, what did I do? So here's an example. Your older pets, just like elderly people, they have tremendous knowledge, and somehow they know what to do. Here's a dog, blind, deaf, three legs, 13 years old. There was a fire in the house, started barking, woke the family up, including their infant, got them all out of the house, and saved their lives.
How could you be so damn selfish as to have a dog, and when it gets old and infirmed, you want it, you give it, you and the dog does nothing but unconditionally love you for those 12 years, and you bring him to a place to have him either euthanized or somebody else maybe adopt him?
That's why, honestly, none of my friends walk upright.
Oh, my God.
I don't trust people.
All right, here's another example. All right, here we go. A teenager and his parents swept out to sea on a Saturday. They tried to save their dog. The family, including the parents, a son and a daughter, were at Big Lagoon Beach, about 30 miles north of Eureka, California. The dog was overtaken by 10-foot waves. 16-year-old boy dove in after him. The parents went in to rescue the boy. All three were pulled out to sea.
I just posted that story on Facebook and basically asked people, what would you do? Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that if my dog were in trouble, I would.
Absolutely.
The parents did what they had to do. And you know what? When they all meet at the Rainbow Bridge or in heaven sometime, I'm sure they're all going to agree.
Mm. Yep.
Adopt an older dog. That's the moral of the story today. If you're going to a shelter, everyone wants the puppies. Let me tell you, when you adopt an older dog, they pay you back every day, and they have tremendous knowledge. They really know. It's kind of like senior citizens. They know about the world. I always recommend adopt an older dog or cat.
By the way, the dog managed to find its way back to shore and survived.
The dog survived, and the family died.
The daughter never entered the water, but the other members of the family died trying to save that dog. God love them. All right, Warren. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here with stories on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.